like this. E carbon. The pasuk says now a carbon. Mashm. Anything that's a carbon, if you shecht it outside, you chayiv. Is shemei ani afilu kotshi bedek abayis. I would have even thought if you shecht a bedek abayis, not a carbon that has a kedushas aguf, but just something that you bought to give over to the hegdish for bedek abayis, I would also think shenikro carbon, that since it's called a carbon, so if you shecht an animal outside bachutz, you be chayiv koris. And kinyan shenemel, that the pasuk says, v'nakrev es korban Hashem. And the pasuk is talking about the money there, that they received the money. So it says, with the money you could bring a korban Hashem. What does it mean, a korban Hashem? It means that a kedushas bedek habayis also has a shem korban on it. So I would think from the issa shchut echutz, if you take an animal that only has a kedushas bedek habayis, you only gave it over like it should belong to the Beis HaMikdash to use the money of it. But not that it itself should be brought for korban. Maybe if you shecht it outside, you chayiv. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says no. V'yel Pesach oyo mayud lohevioi. You know what's called an avera? That you didn't do what you're supposed to do. You were supposed to bring it inside the oyo mayud. Mashma, it's only a korban that has a kedusha saguf that you're supposed to be makriv it inside. Then you chayiv if you do it outside. Mashen ken kedusha's bedek abayis. Since it's not akrova, you don't bring it inside. For doing it outside, you potter. So Gemara says now, so we dashin that kol haroyel lepesach hoyel moed chayiv. Anything that's supposed to be brought inside to the pesach hoyel moed to shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, if you do it outside, you chayiv olov bachutz. If you do it outside, you chayiv. Mashen ken kol she'enoy royel lepesach hoyel moed. Anything that's not royi, you don't have to bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash. It's not for a carbon. It's only kedushas bedek habayis. The locker is then ein chayiv olov bachutz. If you shecht it outside, bachut, you should know, ain't chayiv malov. You're not chayiv, you're potter. So that's why I know from this pasuk of elviyal pesach hayim moed lehevir. Now, oitzi elu shein ruyin lepesach hayim moed. So a kedushas bedek habayis, that bechlal you're not supposed to bring inside the Beis HaMikdash, that I know you're potter. If you take it outside, you're potter. Oh, but I would think in svaro, for loy oitzi paras chatis, or Rashi says you're not gerus really a paras chatis. A paraschatis means the paraduma. Because the paraduma, you don't shecht in the Beis HaMikdash at all. The paraduma was brought in the Harazesim. So Rashi says, well, not gur is paraduma. But the kashri is visir hamishtalech. I would think, though, the soy hamishtalech, since you're supposed to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, there you make the hagrola. And there you make lisvadislov. You have to say vidui. So since you're supposed to bring this soy hamishtalech inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's supposed to be brought inside. So I would think now, if you shecht the soya mashtaleich outside, I would think maybe you chayiv. Talmud Leiman, that the pasuk says, no lashem. Carbon lashem, we dashin, mishim yuchodim lashem. Only something that's oimit to be used lashem is supposed to be brought for a carbon. Yotsu elu, mashenkin the soya mashtaleich, this soya that goes lazozil, shem yuchodim lashem. It's not miyuchadim l'shem. It's not set aside for the korban. Sheina miyuchadim l'shem. Yeah. So that's the way we dashen. Because this pasuk says, on what korban are you chayiv if you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash? Only something that's miyuchad l'shem. That's like a korban. It was a korban shlomim, a korban oila, a real korban that you were supposed to bring inside the Beis HaMikdash, and you're supposed to shecht it inside. Now, if you did the avera and shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you chayiv koris. Ma'ashen ken desoy hamishtaleich. Even though true, there's a mitzvah to bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, because at the beginning you have to have these two goats, and you bring them into the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen Gadol makes the gerul that he chooses one is Lashem and one is Lazozel, and that you have to do inside the Beis HaMikdash. And even after you choose which one is Lazozel, there's a mitzvah vidui. Then the Kohen Gadol has to put his hands on top of the Soyer Mishtaleach and say vidui. And that's mechaper for all the Averis and the whole Klal Yisrael. So even though there is a mitzvah to bring it into the Pesach HaYomayin, but that's the Pasuk Lashem. Lashem says no. Only an animal that's miyucha, that's supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. Lashem means you give the dam to Hashem, you give the emurim to Hashem, only a real korban. Then if you do it outside, you chayiv koris. Mashenken the seir hamashtaleach. Since it's not a korban, you don't shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash, even though you have to bring it there to do the mitzvahs of the agrola or the mitzvahs of idui, but since it's not called miyuchad Lashem, if you do it outside, you potter. So how do we know this? From the word Lashem. Lashem says only a korban that you're going to bring inside miyuchad Lashem to make a zrika and to make haktara. So for the word of Hashem, it's excluding the Seher Mashdaleach. So for the Gemara, is that true? When the Pasuk says a word of Hashem, does it mean to say excluding something is no good? Or Reminu Ahavakasha, I'll bring you right, when the Pasuk says Hashem, it means to include something. Not to exclude, but to include something. What's the Raya? That the Pasuk says, Yerotze Lekarben Ishel Hashem. That the Pasuk says, it's talking about Mechusa Zman. The Pasuk says in next week's Pasha that Shivas Yomim, the animal stays Tachas Imoi, over Yom HaShmini, Vahola, Yerotz on the carbon Ishel Hashem. When an animal is 8 days old, then you could first use it. But before it's 8 days old, it's called Mechus Hazman, you're not allowed to use this animal, you can't shecht it for carbon. So Idashin Ishel Hashem means Elu Ishim. In other words, if you take a 7 day old animal and you make it for carbon, you're not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to make it for carbon, you're not allowed to burn the animal. That's why we think it's awesome. Minayin shloyak tishenu. How do I know that there's an aveira even to make it hegdish? If you have a 5 days old baby animal, you can't say harezu the carbon oila. Just to make it hegdish now, before it's 8 days old, is also an aveira. How do I know that? Minayin shloyak tishenu. Mechusas man. You're not allowed to make it hegdish. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, carbon lashem. It says, Korban Hashem in this Pasuk of Mechus Hazman, L'Rabbis. L'Rabbis. Korban. It says the word Korban. In other words, even just for a Korban, not to be Makrevit, not to make it Lishim, to burn it, just to make it Kedushas Korban, that's also Osir. And then the Pasuk says, L'Hashem. What does L'Hashem mean? L'Rabbis Sayyam Mashtaleach. To tell us the Chiddush. So when you want to take this Sawyer that you can use for the Mishtaleach, for Lazozil, even though it's not brought for Korban, still you're not allowed to take it if it's not 8 days old. Hey, the Issa Mechus Hazman even applies to the Sawyer that's going to be a Mishtaleach Lazozil. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says Korban LaHashem. So LaHashem is the rabbi, is to include that not only Mechus Hazman is also to be Makdish a Korban, but you can't even do it for a Sawyer Mishtaleach. So you see what, from the word Lashem, we marba, we include more things. That's the kash before was saying that by Shrut Echutz, Lashem is excluding. Lashem is saying you don't have the Isser on the Soya Mashtaleach for Shrut Echutz, only on the carbon that's brought inside. And the word of Mechus Hazman, that it says Lashem, that's coming to Rabbis to teach us know that when you want to make a Soya Mashtaleach, it has to be at least 8 days old. If it's less than 8 days old, you can't do it. So of course, the stira is Lashem including or is Lashem excluding? So Gemara answers: Omar Rava, Hosem Minyana Dekra, V'Hochem Minyana Dekra. Each parasha you have to look at it by itself. Certain times from the psukim, it's mashmum is coming to include to be marba, and sometimes from the psukim, it's mashmum is coming to exclude to be memayit. So here we have two different parshas. There's one parsha of Shrut Echutz. Shrut Echutz means a korbin. There's an aveira chiyuv koris. If you don't shecht it inside, but you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you chayev koris. That's a pasha of Shrut Echutz. And the other pasuk says, Lashem, to teach you that you only chayev if the korban is supposed to be with a shchita, with a zrika, with aktarim. Mashenkin, the sori hamashtaleach, that you don't make a shchita, you just send it out. Lazozel, so there we say, you potter on Shrut Echutz. That's what it says, Lashem, in the pasha of Shrut Echutz. And now we have another parsha here of Mechus Hazman. The Torah says you're not allowed to use an animal if it's not 8 days old. It's an issur even to be makdish a 5 days old animal. And we're saying now the Pasuk says Lashem to include that even in Soyer HaMashtaleach on Yom Kippur, the Soyer used Lazozo, you can't use it unless it's 8 days old. So who the kasha was, how come one place is coming to include one thing, one place to exclude? So the Marian says, look at each parsha by itself, like this. When it says the Yis of Shrut Echutz, it says the word El Pesach is L'Rabbis. Any korban that you're supposed to bring inside the Beis HaMikdash, if you shecht it outside, you chayev koris. So Pesach is a ribuy. Then the Pasuk says, Lashem L'Hoytzi. Because once it says, like a klal, anything inside, then it says, no, Lashem, not everything that you bring inside, like even though Lusoy Lazozil, that you're supposed to bring inside, but since it's not in Yuchud Lashem, you don't make a Shchita or a Zrik or Akhtar on it, it's Potter from Shchut Echutz. Hocho Mashen came by the Pasha Mechusas Man, it says like this, the Isha Lohoitzi. It says the word Isha Mashma, only things that you burn, that's when you have, no, it's only the Akhtarah is also on Mechusas Man. Then we have a ribuy of korban Lashem. So Lashem is l'rabbis, coming to include, you should know, not only a korban that's mamish, you make a haktorah, you have to burn it, and you have to make a zrikar on it, is the aliyasa mechus hazman, but even on a korban like a soya lazozil, that you don't have a shchiter on it, you just send it away lazozil, still Lashem is coming to include that you have the yisa mechus hazman. So good, so we have now the pasuk Lashem, that by the soya lazozil, you can't use it unless it's 8 days old. And Yom Kippur, you can't have the Sir Izim unless it's 8 days old. For the Gemara, Taima the Riba Rachmona. Why do we say it's Osir? Why do we say there's a Psula Mechus Hazman? Because the Torah says Lashem, even the Soil Azoz has to be 8 days old. Hola Ribui. But if we didn't have the extra word Lashem, I would have thought that Soyer HaMeshtaleach, this Soyer that we use on Yom Kippur, that's sent away, Kaddish B'Mechus Hazman. I would have thought, since you're not Makrovit, you don't make a shchita, you don't make a zrik, you don't make a akhtar on it. So I would have thought that even if you bring it mechus hazman, also it's kosher. That's what I would have thought. Because when does it have to be 8 days old? If you have a korban that's going to make akhtar, you're going to burn it, you're going to make a shchita. Mashenk and the soya mashtalech, you just send away. I would have thought it's mutter, even though it's mechus hazman. Kamashmo on the posek lashem to say it's also. For the Gemara, no. Like, what do I need a posek lashem for? Even without this posek, I would know it's also. For ein hagoru kaveya ela b'royal Hashem. The loch of the shnei sirizim is you have to bring two goats into the base of Migdish. And then the kohen god has to make the goyrul. Now make the goyrul means make the lottery that one comes out to be Lashem, achatis, and one comes out to be lazozom. Now before you pull the lottery, both of them have to be able to be used for the korban Hashem. Both of them have to be roy to be used for the chatis. So if you're going to take one that's less than 8 days old, it's not roy for chatis. So anyway, you can't do the lazozom less than 8 days old. Because you have to make the girl on two sirizim, that both of them is possible to be a chatas Lashem. So even without the extra word of Lashem, to say that the sirizim, that the soil of Mishtalech has to be 8 days old, even without the special pasuk, I would know it has to be 8 days old. Because for the chatas, for sure it has to be 8 days old. Because the chatas Lashem, that's a real carbon. So when you make the girl, both of them have to be able to be the chatas Lashem, so pshita the both have to be 8 days old. What do I need an extra pasuk for? So my answer is like this. Omar Rav Yosef, I'll tell you, yes, you do need the extra posik. Homani Chonan HaMitzrihi. This extra posik goes according to Chonan HaMitzrihi's pshat. The Watatan, he learns like this. Chonan HaMitzrihi Yoyim, Chonan HaMitzrihi says, what's going to be? Afilo Dam Bekois. Ta'metchil An Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol made the girl. He chose from the two series in, one was a Chatas Lashem, and one was a Soyel Lazozel. And he already shechted the Korban Lashem, and he even has a Kabbalah Saddam. And now, what happens to the Lazozla dies? Now the Lazozla dies. So what do you have to do? So it's a machloikis. One man, the other says, you have to make a new agrola. You have to take a new mate, a new two pairs, and choose a new Chatas Lashem and a new Lazozla. Cholimitzi says, no. Mevi chaveroi mezavegloi. Just take another one, or just take any other series in, and make it to be a soy Lazozla. So in other words, according to Chonan HaMitzrihi, when do you have to have that grolo? That's the beginning. Metchilas Hayoyim, you have to take two sirizim and make a girl to choose which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel. So at that time, they both have to be 8 days old, for sure. But what's going to be in the middle of Yom Kippur if the soya Lazozel dies? So according to Chonan HaMitzrihi, you don't have to make a new girl because you have the soya Lashem, you have the Chatis. All you have to do is just go and take one more sirizim and make it Lazozel. So in such a case, I would think a mechus hazman is kosher. I would think if it's 5 days old now, maybe also it's kosher. Because this lazozil, you're not going to shecht it, it has no akrova, and you don't have to make a girl to say they both have to be roi. So in this case, I would have thought it's kosher. Kamash on the posik lashem. No, you should know it's still posik. That's why I need the word posik lashem. Tomorrow says no. When do I hear from Chonan HaMitzrihi that you could just take a second one? Only the last play the queen. He holds no din dichui. Like here, what happened was first you had the two goats, and one was a chatas Lashem, and your mamash even shechted it, and then the other one Lazozel died. So one svar is now that Lazozel dies, this korban as a chatas Lashem you can't use the way it is right now. Because you can only use them when you have a pair. You have to have one Achatas Lashem and one Lazozel. So that minute that the Lazozel died, right now you're not allowed to use the Achatas Lashem. That's called Dichui. At that time you can't use it. So true later, So we're saying now, according to Chorban Mitzri, Avada, maybe you have to make a new gerum. When you want to choose a new Lazozel, you have to take another two Izim, two goats, and choose one is Lashem, one is Lazozel. But Chorban Mitzri is just Chiddush is, that after you choose and make one Lazozel, that one you use, but which one do you use for the Chattis? The one you already used. In other words, that first one, even though there was a period of time that it was Doch, you weren't allowed to use it, because it didn't have a mate to it, but later when you get another one of a Lazozel, now you're allowed to go back to the first carbon and use it. Maybe that's all Chorban Mitzri says. Hey, Zavad, according to Chorban Mitzri, when you want to make the second Lazozel, maybe you have to have a new Agrola. You have to have two of them there, and both of them have to be Roy L'Chattas Lashem, so therefore the Kasha is back again. They both can't be a Mechusas Man, they both have to be at least 8 days old. So what was Chorban Mitzri's Chiddush? Only the Lestrei Dechuyin. That's all. But the Lestrei Hagrolim Mishamatlei. Who told you that according to Chorban Mitzri, now when you want to choose the second Lazozel, that you don't have to have a new pair and make a new Gerul? Maybe according to Chorban Mitzri, you have to make a new Gerul now. See, if you have to make a new girl, you have to have another two pairs, two new goats. So both of them have to be royal to be a chatas lashem. So right, we're back to the kasha. Pshita, they have to be at least 8 days old because they both have to be able to be a chatas lashem. Gemara says, Dilma mishamadle, ye Dilma maisi magrul. Maybe according to Chorban Mitzri, you also have to make a new girl. You have to have two. So if you have to have two, they both have to be royal to chatas lashem. So what do we need the pasuk lashem for? So Gemara says, "Elo Amar Rav Yosef, Hormani Rabbi Shimon Hi." This pshat that we say the word Lashem includes that the soil Lazozel as a psul mechusas man goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Titania, Meis Echad Mehen. Heis Metchilu. You had the two goats. One was the Chatis, one was Lazozel. You made a girl, and now one of the two died. Is maybe Chaverish Loibi Hagrolo Divrei Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says clearly, you're allowed to take a second one now without making a new girl. So in the case that the Lazozel died, if you want to get a second Lazozel, all you have to do is just go take one more goat and make it Lazozel. So in such a case, I would think maybe even a Mechusas Man is also kosher. Kamashmon the Pasuk Lashem, no. Even in such a case, the Mechusas Man is Pasuk. Ravina, Rav Ravina says like this, Kogoyin Shehumam V'chil Lo Yalacher. I tell you in the case again where you had your two goats already, you made the girl already, one is Lashem, one is Lazozel. And now the Lazozel became a Balmum. What's going to be the case that the Lazozel became a Balmum? So Locher is Chil Lo Yalacher. All you have to do is take another one and say Zu Tachazu. So in such a case, you don't have to make a new girl. Because you're not like making a new Kedusha, you're just saying the old Kedusha of that, sorry Lazozel, should go on to this new one. So in such a case, maybe a Mechusas Man would be kosher. Kamashmula, no. The even Lazozel always has to be at least 8 days old. For the Gemara, though, we know time with the Pasul Beimuma. Like, how do you know that there's a Psul Baal Mum by the story of Meshtaleach? Maybe the case was like this. In the morning, you had two goats. Both goats were kosher goats. They were both roy to be a Chatas Lashem. And you made a girl. So one came to be the Chatas Lashem, and the second one is Lazozel. Then later on the day, became a Baal Mum. So who says it's possible? Like, it's only a Lazozel. Lazozel is not a shchit, it's not a korban. So maybe it's kosher, even if it's a balmum. Like, how do you know to say a balmum is possible for the Lazozel? So more stuff like this, the Tanya, we're not in a braisa. The pasuk says, V'ishay leisitinu mehem. In other words, from a balmum, you can't use it for korban. Eilu hachalovim. That means you can't be makta the fats of a balmum. Ein liyela kulam. You can't burn the fats of a balmum. What about miktsosim inayin? Let's say you made a korban, and later b'shash chita you found out it's a balmum. So even the kezayis of the fat you're not allowed to burn. Talmudai mehem. From them, nothing. Nothing from a balmum are you allowed to put and burn on the mizbeach. Then the pasuk says mizbeach, zuz rikas domim. That on a balmum, if you shechted, you found out it was a balmum, you're not allowed to make this rika. There's naveira to put the dam of a balmum onto the mizbeach. Then the pasuk says, "Lashem l'rabbi soya mashtaleach." You come to teach us that even the soya mashtaleach, yishnov, it's a balmum, it's possible. You have to get another one. So Gemara says now, "V'yitzchok l'michtov balmum, v'yitzchok l'michtov mechusas man." So we're coming out that this soya mashtaleach has these both dinim to it. The soya mashtaleach, it can't be a balmum, and the one that has to be 8 days old. It can't be a mechusas man. And we have two times the pasuk says the chiddush l'Hashem that it has both these chiddushim. So Kashkas, what do I need both psukim for? Like once the pasuk says it has one chiddush, it can't be a bal mum. So who automatically I know it can't be a mechusas man. Svara says no, I need both svaras. V'yitzruch, I need both psukim. V'yitzruch lemichto mechusas man. V'yikosa rachmon a mechusas man. The Torah only would have said that a seyam ashtaleich has to be 8 days old. It can't be less. I would say mishum lemote zimnei. Because the animal less than 8 days old, the chlal is not worried to be a carbon. So a soya mashtalech also it can't be. Maybe like less than 8 days old, like it didn't get a shame animal yet. That's why you can't use it for a soya mashtalech. Avol balmum. My shank, that you have an older goat that it's over 8 days old already. So the matizim, there came the time already that could have a shame animal to it. Now what happened to it now? It got a balmum on it. Amalai, maybe there's no psul. Once the goat has a shame goat on it, it's more than 8 days old, it's called an animal that's ready for carbon, it could be kosher for a soya mashtalech also. Why would I say it's a psul balmum? That's why the pasuk know, Lashem, that in the pasha of a balmum, there's a new pasuk to be marba, even a soya mashtalech has the psul of a balmum. Now, the kos rachmon a balmum, that the Torah only would have said the chiddush, that a soya mashtalech has the yis of balmum to it, I would say, you know why? Mishum demoyis. Because an animal that has a mum on it, it's a misazach, it's not a nice thing. It doesn't look nice. That it doesn't look nice, that's why the Torah passed it. Avo mechusas man. Ma'ashekin, if you have this soya mashtaleach, that's a young soya. It's only 5 days old. But I call upon him, it's not mis, there's nothing wrong with it. Avo mechusas man deloy mis. It's not mis, doesn't look disgusting. Emoloy, maybe I would think this soya mashtaleach, since you don't use it for a real carbon, you only send it away, so maybe mechusas man, even though it's only 5 days old, maybe it should be kosher. Tzrichim. That's why I need both psukim. So the kids, by this new chiddush of the soya mashtaleach, we have two psukim. One to say it can't be a mechusas man, it can't be less than 8 days old. And the second chiddush is, it can't be a balmum. If the soya, if this goat became a balmum, you have to be mechalad onto another one. Rava sounds like this. Rava Rama. Again, the original kasha was, we have an extra postek Lashem to say that the soya hamishtaleach can't be a mechusas man. It can't be less than 8 days old. So the question was, what do we need a special postek for? Pshita. Since matchili you have to bring two goats, and you have to make the geirul, and both of them have to be able to be a chatas Lashem. So to be the chatas Lashem, pshita has to be a korban, it has to be 8 days old. So both of them have to be roy for chatas. So pshita the mashtaleach has to be 8 days old. What do I need a new pasuk for to say that the soya mashtaleach is pasul if it's a mechusas man? So more, the Rav says like this: Rav Amar, a goyin shehoyel lo choyla b'teich beisai. What's going to be if the person on Yom Kippur?